Welcome to Mid-South Connect on WayFM. I'm your host, Michael Russell. And today we have part two of our conversation with Robin Nobling. She's the executive director of NAMI Davidson. They're part of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And we've been talking to Robin just about, you know, how to take care of yourself and others, not only physically, but mentally as well during these uncertain times with this COVID-19 pandemic seeming to be monopolizing all of our headlines. And at this point where we join our conversation with Robin, she's sharing her personal experience of building resilience in circumstances that she didn't choose.
I grew up in a family. My father was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia when I was 7. And people say, well, how did you do that? And quite frankly, I don't remember being given a choice. Mm. And so we don't have a choice in this. We're going to make it. So I think it's very important to be in the present moment and know that, you know, in this present moment, I'm fine. You can watch those news reports and really, you know, concern yourself over how many people are getting sick and how many are in the hospital. Is it you? Is it you in that moment? If it is, if you have family and you have someone you're concerned about, then take the actions you need to take and do take time out for those things that are nurturing and healing for you. You know, the love of a family member, the, you know, a moment in prayer, a moment in meditation, a walk, go outside, you know, take a walk, garden, listen to music that you love, make some music. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's been in our support groups has heard me talk about some silly things that I truly enjoy. And when I just want to giggle, those are the things I go to. And we know that laughter actually is good for the body. It releases things in the body that are good for us. So find a reason to laugh. That's wonderful.
All great suggestions. And when we originally planned our time, we had a lot to talk about with what NAMI does on the kind of more of the broad scale. But I think maybe the better question now is, how are you all serving and what resources may be available to us during this time with our world concerned more about a virus and social distancing?
Well, and so for folks that are really having a hard time, And especially those folks that are already, and the family members of those folks, because that's something about NAMI that is special, is that we are a national organization of people of lived experience of mental health issues, and that also includes their family members. And so we work directly with people of lived experience and the caregivers. And so what's really nice about NAMI is it's in all 50 states. And if you are concerned, if you live here and you're concerned about somebody in another state that has mental health issues, I personally belong to a national network of executive directors for NAMI from around the country. And we are constantly in touch with each other right now. And so I always try to, you know, get somebody that is to someone closest to where their loved one may be that may be experiencing difficulties. So that's one way. And then NAMI.org, our national website, NAMI.org, has a wonderful fact sheet library. And that library, in fact, you can link to it from our website, NAMIDavidson.org, under education. You'll see a link to that. And, you know, check out our website, check out others. We have a lot of information to share, and that can be really helpful. Another thing that we are doing is we had our three-time monthly support groups for people with lived experience and family members, and we are taking them online, like a lot of organizations and a lot of counseling practices. We're going virtual. So, you know, and we will go back to what we were doing in person because we think that's very, very important, but it's not appropriate right now. So check our website under groups and resources to find out when we're ready, which we're hoping, we're planning to be ready Wednesday. We normally have a support group on Wednesday nights. So check with our website to find out when we're going to have those online support groups that people can link into. Also check our website under In Crisis for resources, what to do if you do need to get somewhere right now. If you have an outpatient therapy relationship, make sure you're connecting with that therapist. Some of them are taking things, they're doing teleconferencing right now. So there are resources. There are things that you can do, and this is happening around the country.
Very good. Very good. And I have taken time to visit your site, and it's very easy to find information on many different topics, and it's presented well. So I would certainly encourage anyone that has any questions, visit NamiDavidson.org.
Oh. And NamiDavidson.org, yes.
All right.
And there's no dot in the middle there. I just want to make sure.
One more thing, Robin. We were originally going to talk about your the 5K and the walk for awareness. That's also become virtual. And, of course, the good work that you all do needs funding. And so this is one way people can tell us can support. Please tell us about how your virtual walk for awareness.
Well, so originally we usually do a full day of, full morning event. And we looked at, did we want to postpone this, or we really thought people could use something safe, fun, and interactive as a distraction. So what we decided to go forward with our event and make it more of an awareness event. We sure would love it if folks would help support it financially, but that's not going to be the primary focus right now with so many people, not certain about jobs and what have you. So we thought it would be fun to let people know we have a walk-in sneaker, and we have teams that were already formed who, are going to go on to the virtual format. So we have a sneaker that can walk for you. And he'll walk virtually. You can send him around to family. You can download and take a picture of him. And what are you doing right now, for awareness? And so, or just for good emotional health. And so so we have something that they can actually download from the website. And they can also go to NAMI Walks. .org/GreaterNashville, and we will get you your walk-in sneaker, and we'd like you to spread those around via the internet, and take pictures of yourself as you're reading as a family, as you're walking the dog, as you're playing guitar. We want you to post it on social media with the hashtag NAMI Walks Nashville, on your Facebook, on your Instagram. And I think we're going to do this from now until April 30th. And we're just really hoping that when April 30th comes, we're going to post our walk, so to speak, quote unquote, with all the pictures that people have sent us. And we're going to have a video of all the pictures that have been sent us with our walk and sneaker and what people did for their own mental health and emotional support during the next, until we get to April 30th.
Excellent. That sounds like fun and a good way to build community and awareness as well. So sounds like a great idea. Well, Robin, do you have any other advice that you would like to give?
I would just like to share with people that if you're feeling anxious or you're somebody that knows that, you've got a history maybe of, having anxiety, having maybe bipolar, either mania or depression, or the feelings that may come with paranoia, with schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. If you're that, try to have some structure in your day and reach out sooner rather than later before your symptoms become overwhelming. Make sure that you've got your medication on hand and that you have enough, and reach out to either your prescriber or your pharmacist to make sure you're covered that way. So, but, you know, do the things that you need to do to take care of yourself. And if you're somebody that has what we call a WRAP, which is a wellness recovery action plan that you've developed for times that are hard, make sure you're looking at that plan and you're following the steps that you've set up for yourself for support in a hard time.
Very good. Well, Robin Nobling, Executive Director of NAMI Davidson, has been our guest. Thank you so much for your time and sharing how we can stay not only physically well, but mentally well during this pandemic outbreak and time of uncertainty.
It's been my pleasure. It truly has. And thank you for making space for this.
Thanks for listening. You're invited to connect again next Sunday morning at 6:15 on WayFM.